أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين يرمون أزواجهم ولم يكن لهم شهداء إلا أنفسهم فشهادة أحدهم أربع شهادات بالله إنه لمن الصادقين والخامسة أن لعنة الله عليه إن كان من الكاذبين ويذرأ عنها العذاب أن تشهد أربع شهادات بالله إنه لمن الكاذبين والخامسة أن غضب الله عليها إن كان من الصادقين ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته وأن الله تواب الرحيم صدق الله العظيم. The ayahs we discussed yesterday, ayahs number 4 and number 5, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about a Muslim leveling the allegation of zina, adultery, against a chaste person, in which that person could not bring four witnesses, then he will be guilty of qazaf, of an allegation, and hence the rule and the law of 80 lashes will be implemented upon him, and together with that, his shahada, his evidence and testimony will not be accepted, and thirdly, he will be regarded as a transgressor in the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we discussed, if he makes tawbah, then so far as the hereafter is concerned, that tawbah may be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but that will be for purposes of the hereafter. In this world, he will still get those 80 lashes, and that shahadat will still not be accepted, according to Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullah alayh. In these ayat, beginning at ayat number 6 of Surah An-Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses another matter and another issue. Before we go into the ayat in itself, we need to understand the issue, and that is, if a man sees his wife committing zina, adultery, with another person. Like in the words of Hazrat Sa'd ibn Ubadah, he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that what will be the condition of that man? He sees his wife with another person. Now would he be compelled to go and look for three other witnesses, obviously him being the fourth? That will not be possible. There will be emotions that are involved. And then by the time he brings other witnesses, if he has the heart to do so, perhaps the two of them would have separated, and still the allegation or the crime of allegation will be against him. Still he will be eligible for 80 lashes if he has to go to court and he has to report his wife in that condition. So there are tremendous amount of difficulties. And now there are many ahadith and many narrations with regards to the revelation of this ayah. But on the one hand, the concern of Hazrat Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and then we find that the incident had also taken place in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We need to be absolutely certain of one aspect, is that these type of incidents that took place in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whether it was adultery, whether it was zina, fornication, whether it was these type of incidents, stealing or theft, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had protected Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Allah had protected the integrity of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. On the one hand, these incidents were few and far apart, but on the other hand, there was the need of the implementation of the law practically for us to understand how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself had interpreted the verses of the Qur'an Kareem and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an Kareem. And hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created these scenarios in which these incidents did take place. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam implemented it, and we as an ummah see the implementation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and thereby we learn from it. So when the sahabi had come home, he had found that there was someone with his wife. He heard the speech. What goes through the heart of this person? It was towards the evening. He had worked hard in his lands, and he comes back and he sees this incident. So now he goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the morning, and he makes this report to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam that I had seen my wife with someone else. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, obviously, this ayah was not revealed. At that time, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked the person for the balance of the three witnesses, that you are the one witness, where are the other witnesses? And hence, this person now in that turmoil, on the one hand, the emotions of having seen the incident take place, on the other hand now, to find the other three witnesses were not possible. And then, obviously, in that instance, the absence of the three witnesses, he would be now lashed because he leveled an allegation against his wife. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed these verses upon our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The implementation of the rule will be very simple. We'll just speak about it as we're translating. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ أَزْوَاجَهُمْ Those people who cast allegations against their wives, وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُمْ شُهَدَاءُ And they do not have the witnesses, the balance of the three witnesses, إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ Except themselves, فَشَهَادَةُ أَحَدِهِمْ أَرْبَعُ شَهَادَاتٍ بِاللَّهِ Then the evidence or the testimony of one of them will be four testimonies, بِاللَّهِ Taking the qasam in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I bear witness in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that certainly I am truthful in this allegation, innahu lamina sadiqeen, that certainly he is from amongst the truthful. So that will be the four shahadats that you will take, the four testimonies that you will give in the presence of the judge. This sahabi obviously did it in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter, وَالْخَامِسَةُ أَنَّ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ The fifth will be that the la'nat and the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be upon that person إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ If he is lying. And that is why this whole procedure is known as li'an, that each one of them will curse the other, will curse themselves if they are lying and they are unfruitful in regards to the allegation or the defense of the allegation. So that will be as far as the man is concerned. The lady, Allah Ta'ala says, وَيَدْرَأُ عَنْهَا الْعَذَابُ And the azab, the punishment will be averted from her, أَنْ تَشْهَدَ أَرْبَعَ شَهَادَاتٍ بِاللَّهِ Now similarly, she will stand up and she will give testimony four times in front of the qadi or the judge, that innahu lamina al-kadhibin, that certainly the husband is a liar. So four testimonies from the husband, four from the wife, and the fifth, wal-khamisata anna ghadaballahi alayha, the fifth will be the anger and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon her, in kana min as-sadiqin, if the husband is truthful. Now here, in place of the four witnesses, the four testimonies will take place. Obviously, one will be truthful, and one will be untruthful. That will be known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we discussed yesterday, the azab of the hereafter, the matter will lie with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for adjudication and judgment by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter. And now between the husband and wife, the husband and wife will now separate, or talaq will take place. And hence, both of them now will no more be husband and wife. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْلَا فَضْرُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ That if it was not for the fadl, if it was not for the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah's mercy upon you, and certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is tawwab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving. Obviously, together with that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most wise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought this entire law and this procedure into being, that the husband now would not have to stay with the wife if he had been leveling these allegations. And if the husband does level such an allegation against a woman, obviously that woman also will not want to stay with the husband. So in place of the four witnesses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings these four testimonies, so the husband doesn't have to go through the emotional difficulties of looking for any other people to witness his wife committing this heinous crime. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.